Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are sponsored by Outrageous Grace Every Day, which is a devotional through the book of Romans. And I, in preparation for that, read the book of Romans every day for 90 days, the whole book. It took me about 45 minutes or so, and it's something I would encourage you to do, to begin to really grasp a book of the Bible, read it every day. Maybe start with Philippians, because it's a little quicker read, and read it over and over and over and over and over again, and you'll be surprised at how much you gain from that. Okay, so we are continuing our way through Romans in the easy-to-read version. We're in chapter 8, verses 18 through 30, and this is what it says. We have sufferings now, but these are nothing compared to the great glory that will be given to us. Everything that God made is waiting with excitement for the time when He will show the world who His children are. The world wants very much for that to happen. Everything God made was allowed to become like something that cannot fulfill its purpose. That was not its choice, but God made it happen with this hope in view, that the creation would be made free from ruin, that everything God made would have the same freedom and glory that belong to God's children. We know that everything God made has been waiting until now in pain, like a woman ready to give birth to a child. Not only the world, but we also have been waiting with pain inside us. We have the Spirit as the first part of God's promise, so we are waiting for God to finish making us His own children. I mean, we are waiting for our bodies to be made free. We were saved to have this hope. If we can see what we are waiting for, that is not really hope. People don't hope for something they already have, but we are hoping for something we don't have yet, and we are waiting for it patiently. Also, the Spirit helps us. We are very weak, but the Spirit helps us with our weaknesses. We don't know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself speaks to God for us. He begs God for us, speaking to Him with feelings too deep for words. God already knows our deepest thoughts, and He understands what the Spirit is saying because the Spirit speaks for His people in the way that agrees with what God wants. We know that in everything, God works for the good of those who love Him. These are the people God chose because that was His plan. God knew them before He made the world, and He decided that they would be like His Son. Then Jesus would be the firstborn of many brothers and sisters. God planned for them to be like His Son. He chose them and made them right with Him. And after He made them right, He gave them His glory. Mind if I pray for you? Oh, Lord Jesus, there's so much in here. It's so beautiful. I am so grateful to be your child. And I do pray that you would help me and the rest of us become patient as we wait for those new bodies. I know every year of life, our bodies change, and it's not the same as it was when we were younger. Or those who struggle with chronic illness also know there's this longing to be clothed with a new body. Lord, your word says that the Spirit helps us when we're weak. And so today we just take a moment to pause and we ask that your Spirit would intercede for us with groanings too deep for words. We ask that when we can't even make that cry to you, that you would make that cry on our behalf. And we thank you that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, always living to intercede for us. So when we can't even pray for ourselves, you are praying for us. This is such a great, beautiful truth. And I thank you so much that you are the God who knows. You know our deepest thoughts. You know our wrestlings. You know our struggles on this 22nd day of December. You know what we're battling. You know our difficult relationships. You know our disappointments. You know the dreams that have gone awry. You know all this. And so we rest before you, and we ask that you would search our hearts. We ask that you would be tender with us. We thank you that you work all things together for the good, that none of this, we don't do anything for nothing, that everything counts, that it matters, that you chronicle what we've done and you see it all. Lord, thank you that you have made us to be like your Son, that we are one of the firstborn of this new generation of people who are your children. We have brothers and sisters. We're part of a family. And so, Lord, give us the strength today to love our spiritual family as well as our physical families. Lord, thank you for making us right before you. That is a beautiful gift, especially around Christmas. We can live in peace today, peace on earth and peace in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. We're going to have a huge celebration on February 1st, the second year of Pray Every Day. And I need your stories. Go to marydemuth.com, click on the microphone icon, and share your story or your testimony about this podcast and how it's helped you. You can give a review at iTunes or Stitcher. That would also really help. And don't forget, we have a Pray Every Day app that is absolutely free, and you can get that on iTunes or Google Play. Have an amazing day, and Merry pre-Christmas to you. And as the French say, Joyeux Noël.